You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Reading to Lady D. I'm your host for the segment, Lady D. I hope you've all had an amazing week. So for this week with the planets, the big news is Mercury retrograde will be over. So today Mercury is going direct. So, and it's going direct on the node, the North Node. So it's about life lessons, destiny, and Mercury is how we think and communicate. So it's a lot of thinking and looking at what direction we want to go in and where we want to move forward in our lives. So maybe a lot of destiny things might be happening around these next couple of days with that, with those two lining up. But Mercury moving forward is at least very good. So things now, it's time to start with new projects, signing contracts, getting ready for new things coming up ahead. That's all became more of an alignment with that moving forward and things running more smoothly as well. We've also, and it's going to be in Aries still, so it is a lot of strong opinions, what you're thinking is like very strong. Aries people who have Mercury in Aries, they're very opinionated, they have very strong thoughts. They can be a little bit argumentative. So we're still in that sort of very strong energy, and we've also got other planets there as well. We've still got Venus here. We've still got Chiron. We've got the Mercury and we've got the node. Also, this happening this week on the 29th, we're going to have Mars, which is going to be conjuncting Neptune. That's going to be on the 29th of April. But with that there, I see that it's not as bad. I mean, we might feel a bit lethargic, a bit less motivated with that. We also may feel a little bit like we don't get as angry. So it could also be times of sort of more delusion and I guess a craziness too. But on a whole, I see Neptune as a dissolve, and that with Mars, it's also like a dissolve with sort of motivation or anger. So it can be a little bit died down. And then we're going to also have Mars, we're then going to Aries on the 1st of May. So, going to Aries, that's right. So over the next couple of months, we're going to have a very strong Mars here, Mars going into Aries. So Aries, as I said, it's a very strong sign. It's the strongest star sign. It's the first sign, so it's the strongest star sign. I had a friend who's in Aries, and she reckons that they're the babies. I said, I don't understand what you mean by that. She's like, of course, we're the first star sign. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. So I always say they're the first, they're the strongest. So when we get the Pisces, they're the weakest because they're the last. So Mars in Aries can be a time of war. It can be a time of arguments, but it can be a time of strength. If you are in Aries and you do have your Mars in there, you can have a bit of a temper. Anyone that does have Mars in Aries can have a bit of a temper. But also can make us feel more motivated too and more energized to move ahead as well. So we get the full potential of Aries in the bad and the good with it. And then we've also got this week, we've got Pluto on the 2nd. Pluto will be moving retrograde. So it'll be retrograde until around November. And it's going to retrograde in Aquarius. It will eventually go back into Capricorn for a little bit back in September. I'm just trying to see on my chart here when it moves direct. I'm sure it's around October, November when it goes direct there. But at the moment, it's still going to be retrograding in Aquarius. We've also got Venus, which will be moving into Taurus on the 30th of the 4th as well. So we've still got a lot of movement here with the planets in this week. We've still got a lot of things that are coming up. They're all moving forward, which is good. Venus in Taurus is a strong Venus because that's Taurus is ruled by Venus. And so that's where we might be feeling more like we want to have more luxurious things. We want to look to finer things in life. We want to feel very comfortable as well with that energy. We've also got, we do have a square, we have that full moon with that square with Pluto. For most of the week, we are going to have Pluto square instead of the sun here. We've also got Venus, which is also going to be squaring Pluto as well. So these can bring up, I guess Pluto can deal with our fears as well. So it can bring up fears and different things might be ending with that too. Okay, but because some sextiles are also helping us, like Mars with sextile Jupiter, which is also helping us, giving a lot of strength and making us being quite resilient. Let's go to the phone. So we've got here Michelle. She's in Michigan in America. So hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I was just wondering what you've seen in my marriage right now.
Okay. I just feel like you don't want to fight. I just see someone yelling and then someone with their hands over their ears and they're not wanting to, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it as well. But I feel like your partner loves you, but I feel like it's him trying to talk to you and you're not wanting to hear. So I could be getting it the other way around, but that's what I'm hearing. But I also feel like this man loves you, but it's like he needs to really tell you something, or it's like he wants you to listen to him. Can you relate to this?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Oh, good. Because I'm hearing I love you, but you got to listen to me. That's why I was getting that. And I feel like be open to what this man is trying. I'm not sure what he's trying to tell you, but it's like you need to be open to what he's trying to tell you or what you're trying to communicate. I feel like he's ready to move forward, but it's like he's got to do it with you. But at the same time, I feel like on your end, you are listening and you are communicating well, but it's not in the way that he wants it to be done or that he wants to. So this is not a one-sided thing that's happening. It's like he's very stubborn, but it's like, it's kind of like his way or the highway a little bit. Okay.
Yes, definitely. And it's that. Like, his way or the highway.
Yeah, it's like, it's not about moving, it's not about moving on. Something needs to be fixed before we can move on. So I feel like if one wants to move on, yeah, it's like, but we can't just move on because something needs to be fixed. Can I ask what it's all about?
Well, there's a lot. I think there are a lot of deep-rooted issues. I think with him, we're a blended family, and I think with him, he's wanting me to let him parent my kids, which is I'm all for, but I haven't trusted him in the past how he's handled my kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He only knows one way how to do it, and I feel like he just wants to be the boss, but I feel like sometimes it can be a little bit of a bully or overreacting, and I feel like he's very, like, under the thumb. It's like I see the Sound of Music, the man in the Sound of Music, he has the whistle, so I feel like maybe he's very regimented, but your kids mm-hmm. need flexibility, and I feel like your kids are old enough now that they know that this man's not their dad. And I feel like it's kind of like a little sour taste in their mouth. Like they think he's okay, but it's like they want their dad to help them, or there has to be a fine line with respect, but not oversetting boundaries too. Your kids, they love you a lot. They do want the best for you, but I also feel like they're very quite protective of you as well. Your kids trust you, but I don't feel they trust him. And I think that's an issue as well.
You said they don't trust him?
Yeah. Like I feel like they
and
trust you, but they're not
that.
Trusting him. Because I feel like your kids need, I feel like they do need the rules, they need boundaries. They need things to be very repetitive, like the same, like a routine, but at the same time, they don't need to be like a drill sergeant, or they don't need to be like told. I feel like they're quite capable to do things. I don't feel like they're bad kids. And I just feel like, though, if you're like, oh, like, you know, I don't know, these are the rules, but it has to be a way you talk to your children for them to do what you want. And I feel like you kind of know how to do that. Your partner doesn't, he doesn't get it. He doesn't know. I feel like with his children, he's all that they've had, so that they're used to how he parents, but your children are different. And I feel like you've been quite open with them in the past. So I feel like he needs to really understand where you're coming from. What star sign is your partner?
What star sign?
Yeah, so when's he born? What's it?
He's a Libra. He was September 25th.
Oh, okay. They don't like arguing, but it depends where his Mercury and stuff is in. I don't see you guys ending this relationship. I do see there might be like a time out that happens, but I don't see a full on an ending. I do feel like that there's someone he needs to be careful with who's around them. I also feel like with your partner that someone's maybe egging him on or telling him things that's sort of feeding his ego a little bit too. There's also a little bit of anxiety here. I don't feel like this is you. I feel like there is someone watching moves, could be the kids watching what he does, but I just feel like there's someone watching someone here as well. I also feel like you guys need someone outside to be able to come in and reflect to help you guys through your issues. So I feel like by June, July, if these aren't fixed or communicated properly and sorted out, it's going to get a lot more stickier because you love your children as he loves his children. And it's just things that I just feel like it can be resolved, but he needs to be told and be open into different ways of communicating for you guys to be able to move forward.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're going to be able to do it on your own because he just won't listen.
What do you mean by not do it on my own? Like,
so if you keep on saying like, talk to me. I really feel like my kids need to be parented in this way or whatever. You need to do this. I feel like he's going to not listen. He needs a third party. So you need to go, I feel like a counselor or someone that's professional that he's, I don't know, someone that you guys both don't know that can reflect and help you.
Okay. And what do you, he has a son from another partner. He has caused a lot of problems in our house. And I'm just wondering what you see about him and his son, because
I think the son's the one that we were talking about being watched. I think that's the son. If the son's watching you or you're watching them, I feel like that this son is a bit spoiled. I feel like he likes getting things his own way, but he won't stop until he gets his own way. And unfortunately, your partner's very blind to what's happening because I feel like he's trying to protect him and also trying, like it's his son, it's his child. He doesn't see the bad things or the manipulation that plays as to what it is. So you're going to have to, I just feel like you're going to need a third party to help you with all these issues. But I have to go now, but thank you for calling in today. And I hope I've helped you.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
That's okay. Okay, guys, it's going to be another interesting week. We've got with the planets. And I say, see what happens before you react. And I hope you all have an amazing week. And I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.